Just a few questions. A Good Omens fic, written by Lyric Writes Prose, and read by...
Rena Jenkins.
Black Glass.
Little Red Robin Hood.
Elaine of Shalott.
Secrets of Lufnarp.
And KLB. For Blue Dreaming. Recorded at Podfic Summer Sizzle, 2023. Summary. After Armageddon, Adam has some questions he wants to ask, and he wants to go straight to the source. The source is notoriously difficult to communicate with. Father Scott of Tadfield Parish was normally a very relaxed soul. Tadfield was a nice place to preach. Picturesque. Peaceful. Its problems, on the whole, tended to be minor. That being said, Christmas Eve services always gave him a touch of unease. The thing was, all the families who generally didn't come to church because of some perfectly good excuse, well, they came in on Christmas Eve. Father Scott was realistic enough to know that it likely wasn't his preaching. Carol singing, candlelight, there are things that one does, seasonally speaking, and going to church was one of them. Shaking hands with Father Scott after the service was one of them. And, if you were a child, asking questions when you shook hands with Father Scott after the service was one of them. Children asked questions, of course, and Father Scott had bravely fielded questions from the nature of divinity to whether God watches you on the toilet and if that makes God stranger danger. There was no reason, no reason at all, why little Adam Young's question should give him a touch of unease. Granted, Adam last year had been somewhat heretical with his...
If I was Jesus, I just wouldn't have died. I would have turned some loaves and fishes into a bazooka.
But that was children for you. If God wasn't willing to forgive a little bit of heresy from the young, well, he wouldn't be the God that Father Scott believed in.
Hello, Adam,
Father Scott said gamely, this Christmas.
Bye, you've grown.
Expect I have,
Adam said, and regarded Father Scott with that unnervingly direct gaze he had.
Father Scott.
Yes?
If I built a time machine, and then went back and stole my screwdriver so I couldn't build the time machine, what would happen?
Said Father Scott, who really didn't deserve to have things like this cut into his lovely candlelit Christmas glow.
I believe that would cause a paradox.
Yes, but what would it do?
Some writers believe it would damage the fabric of space and time, I believe,
Father Scott said. He didn't read science fiction.
Would God stop that from happening?
Firmer ground.
Oh, I'm sure God would make sure the universe is unharmed,
Father Scott said.
But exactly how that would happen, I couldn't tell you. God moves in mysterious ways, after all. You might just find another screwdriver.
Adam looked disappointed.
Thanks,
he said, then moved away. Before he turned to Mr. Young, Father Scott could hear a scrap of conversation between Adam and his little band.
Probably wouldn't work, summoning God that way. Too bad. The list of questions is already 10 pages.
I still say we can cut out why were mosquitoes invented. Birds eat them, actually. No, it still applies, because...
Children, Father Scott told himself firmly. Children came up with the most fascinating ideas. All in all, though, it was probably for the best that they couldn't actually build a time machine.
The end.
This poor man. I don't get paid enough.